But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that we receive gifts on your birthday. And we thank you, Lord, that we can use our gifts to return to you thanks for your birth. Thanks for your death. Thanks for your resurrection. Thanks for your ascension to the right hand of God. Today, on this special day that we remember the life and witness of Saint Stephen, Lord, help us to be able to see what he saw so that when we come together as your children, we could see your glory. We can experience your presence and your promise. We can be filled with your Holy Spirit, and we can say, "Look, we see Jesus standing at the right hand of the throne of God." Lord Jesus, we want to have eyes to see and hearts to receive what you have for us this day. So that Christmas is not just about the worldly things, but Lord, we could see what the angels saw, what the angels celebrated, what the angels told us, that we could see your glory, the glory of the one and only, the glory of the Savior born to us, that we begin to celebrate these next 12 days. Lord Jesus, bless us now as we hear your words. May it touch our hearts. May it change our lives. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be pleasing in your sight, dear Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus, in Matthew's gospel, mocks people who are wondering about John the Baptist. If you remember, he says, "What did you go out to see? A reed swayed by the wind? What did you go out to see? A king dressed in fine robes?" Referring to when they went out to hear John the Baptist. Kind of mocked them for expecting to hear and see what they wanted rather than what they got. And in reference to John, Jesus was talking about himself. I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, I always kind of had the audacity to think that if I was around Bethlehem when all this stuff was happening, I wouldn't have missed it. Anybody feel think like that? You're better than me, right? You wouldn't think that you're not going to miss out on experiencing what happened in that manger, right? What happened in that cave? You would be there because you know you wouldn't miss anything. Have you ever wondered why it was that Bethlehem was so swell that there was no room for them at the inn, and yet only the shepherds who were in the fields nearby watching their flocks at night were the ones who got to witness and testify to Jesus being in that manger in Bethlehem? Ever wondered about that? I have. Because sometimes my concern, and I think the church's concern, that's why St. Stephen's Day is right after Christmas, is that I think we can get preoccupied with all the stuff at Christmas. So much so that we forget to look and see what we're really celebrating. I thought Paul's question was awesome when he asked the question, you know, what gifts did you get on Jesus' birthday? Kind of interesting that we get gifts on Jesus' birthday, but in actual fact, you know, how many of us have really thought about what we give to the Lord on his birthday? It amazes me that in this world, And I don't think I'm telling you something you don't know. Yesterday I asked it when our family was gathering for food. I asked the question, you know, how long did the United States of America take before it recognized Christmas as a holiday? Anybody know? You were there. Over 30 years. And during the first 30 years of the United States, they held regular sessions of Congress on December 25th. December 25th was not a day set aside because they did not want people to celebrate the Christmas festival lavishly. The Pilgrims and the Puritans that came to this country decided that it was more important to recognize the spiritual aspect of the celebration rather than the worldly aspect of the celebration. And living in this day and age, I can understand why, can't you? How many people have, in their expression of Christmas, lost the real reason for the season? I joked before, you know, when I was waiting for people to arrive, how Christmas has become so hectic. People can't keep up with things. They're going here, there, and everywhere. I'm not against all those things. Don't misunderstand me. I'm just saying, how many of us, if we were there in Bethlehem in that hectic time, under whatever it is, you know, I happen to believe that it was December 25th, but that doesn't say in the Bible when it was. It simply says that Bethlehem was full because the census was being taken. And so my question for you is, would you have seen what was happening in that manger, or would you have been like everybody else, rushing around, trying to find a place to stay, trying to get some peace in the midst of this tumultuous time, trying to figure out how to do all this stuff? You know, when I was a kid, I was arrogant. I thought I would figure it out. But as I get older, and as I find out that we've got more and more stuff to do at Christmas time, I'm kind of thinking I probably would have been sleeping at the time when the shepherds came to that cow stall. You know what I mean? My question for us today is, why did the shepherds get to experience what happened in the manger? We talked about that yesterday. Remember why they got to experience what happened in the cow stall? Why did they get to experience that? Anybody remember? Luke chapter 2. They were watching the sheep outside of Bethlehem. These sheep were actually going to be used in the temple sacrifice ceremonies. Okay? Significant if you think about it, that those are the people who came? The angel. Lord help me. That's going to be harder than I thought. Who came to them when they were in the fields watching their flocks at night? An angel. An angel of the Lord came to them. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them. And what did they do? They were terrified. We see this throughout Scripture, right? Every time an angel shows up, what do people do? Flat on their face, right? Fearful, scared, terrified. These are all words that are used to describe the experience of people coming into the presence of an angel. And it's funny because an angel, in comparison to God, is really dim, if you think about it. I mean, Jesus Christ coming into the presence of our Lord and Savior, that's pure light. We talked about that on Christmas Eve. That's pure light. This is just an angel. And yet just the angel appearing to these shepherds out in the fields near Bethlehem caused them to be terrified. And I always love this, because what is the first thing an angel always says when they appear? Do not be afraid. And like I'm thinking, duh! If you just would have not showed all your glory, maybe they would have been afraid in the first place. Could have solved this problem. Anyways, that's another sermon. But, I mean, just think about this. First thing he says is, do not be afraid. For I bring you good news of great joy. And he tells them what to do, right? For unto you this night in the city of David has been born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And what do? Well, first of all, what happens? First of all, they get a glimpse of the birthday party that's going on in heaven, right? Talked about that yesterday. All of the heavens are opened up, and all of a sudden they get a glimpse into the celebration that's going on in heaven. Because it says a whole heavenly chorus of angels appeared. And what did they say? Glory to God in the highest, and peace to men on whom his favor rests. I mean, just think about that. They get an opportunity to see the celebration that's going on in heaven. And that convinces them. Now, I think it would have convinced me too. That convinces them to go into Bethlehem and see the child, right? That's what the Bible says. It took them an angel being terrified, being told not to be afraid, being told exactly what was going to happen, being told how the baby would be in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. It took an exact instruction manual plus a huge heavenly chorus for them to go to Bethlehem. Have you ever thought about that? Now you see why maybe I wouldn't have figured that if I was in Bethlehem, I'd have figured this out. And yet, we miss out on what they saw. We miss out on understanding the reason we just had all of the shopping and all of the food and all of the celebration and all of the carols and all of the stuff. Because isn't that what Christmas Eve was about? Isn't that what Christmas Day was about? Isn't that what we're here starting the 12 days of Christmas? Isn't that what it's all about? It's about that baby in Bethlehem. And my question for you is, what do you see at the end of this, the 3 days of Christmas this year? Because it's like very seldom you have Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But what do you see? Do you see the end in sight and say, oh, can't wait, things will go back to normal soon? Do you see all the wrapping paper and big bags that got to go out to the recycling? No? That's what I saw. No. What do you see? What do you see? Because the invitation of our Lord this Christmas time, and the reason why St. Stephen's Day comes right after Christmas Day, I think is significant. Because I asked Johannes to put up the verses for A Christmas Carol. Some of you may know it. Good King Wenceslas. I want you just to pay attention to the first verse there. It says, good King Wenceslas last looked out. Okay, whatever. On the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even, brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. Goes on to say that he takes his page and he goes to provide wine and meat to this poor man, and when the servant starts to get weak, he finds solace in walking in the footsteps of his master. You ever notice that in the song? We don't have time to go through it today, but I would encourage you, look it up. It's a great Christmas carol, and it talks about how we can find our strength in walking in the footsteps of our master. Good King Wenceslas was an actual duke in Bohemia and was killed for his Christian faith. It was because of his Christian faith that he was martyred. Martyr simply in Greek means witness, but what it means is if you're a true witness, oftentimes you will be put to the test, as Jesus said in the gospel lesson, and you may have to give your life for the truth. This is the other verse. In his master's steps he trod, where the snow lay dinted, heat was in the very sod which the saint had printed. Therefore, Christian men, be sure, wealth or rank possessing, ye who now will bless the poor shall yourselves find blessing. I always think it's kind of neat. The message of this Christmas carol is that as we walk in the footsteps of our master, as we walk in Christ's stead, as we look at Christmas and pray that we will have our eyes open so that we, like the shepherds, can see a glimpse of the glory of God and the celebration of all of heaven rejoicing at the birth of Jesus, that we would have a glimpse of the glory that our Father has given to us, that He wants us to see how wonderful and how loved we are. Just think about that. You know, he sent Jesus into the world to die for our sin. That was the purpose for which he was born. And he did it because he loves us. He did it because he wants us to see his heart and know his love and grace. To be filled with his Holy Spirit so that we can walk in his footsteps. And I look at Stephen as a prime example. The Bible says, we didn't read the whole thing because it's long, but if you want to, it's in Acts 6 and Acts 7. And in Acts 6, it just tells us a little bit about Stephen, why he was picked as one of the deacons. It says he was full of grace and power. And he did many miraculous signs and wonders, and he told the truth. And he was picked as one of the deacons, one of the seven deacons. And when he told the truth, he went on to tell the people the whole story of the gospel. He told them about Jesus' birth. He told them how Jesus died. And he told them how Jesus rose again. And how Jesus ascended to the right hand of God and poured out his Holy Spirit. He told them the whole story. And that did not impress them. You see, we look at Christmas and we see Jesus. We see the good news of our Lord leaving heaven to be born in that manger for us. There are many around us who don't see. And so my prayer is that you would ask the Lord on this Christmas to open your eyes so that you, like Stephen, could see. Because isn't it a wonderful testimony? They're gnashing their teeth at him. They are upset with him. They are frantic about his allegations towards them. They even brought false witnesses in to him. And he told them the truth. And he said, you know, you are stiff-necked people with uncircumcised hearts. You always resist the Holy Spirit. You always don't hear what the prophets say. You even miss the coming of the righteous one. Isn't that an indictment? You missed what happened in Bethlehem. And if that wasn't bad enough, you missed what happened for 3 years in Palestine. And if that is enough, you missed what happened in Jerusalem when he died on the cross. If that wasn't enough, you missed when he rose from the dead. If that wasn't enough, you missed when he ascended to heaven to be at the right hand of God. You ever thought about that? What an indictment. They missed it. So my prayer for us today is, what do you see? Because you see, what happened was, what the Lord did for Stephen, he wants to do for us. Just like he did for those shepherds in the hills nearby Bethlehem. Is he wants to give us a glimpse of what is going on in the spiritual realm. And so he opens up Stephen's eyes. And we get his last will and testament, right? And what does he say? It comes from Daniel chapter 7. This is important. If you don't believe that this has happened before, such as something Stephen came up with, this was actually prophesied in Daniel chapter 7. This was what Daniel told the people was going to happen, that they would see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great might. And you get to see, what does Stephen see? What does the Bible say? He says, look! Now, this is what you call poking the giant in the eye. I mean, these people were already mad at him, right? They're already angry at Stephen. And this is the ultimate insult. But because Stephen is a witness, because he's telling the truth, what does he do? He tells them what he sees. And he sees what Daniel 7 said, people who believe in Jesus, who believe and trust in God, will see. He says, look! What does he see? Got it? Anybody got it there? Heaven's open. And he sees the throne. And who does he see on the right hand of the throne? Jesus! At the right hand of the throne of God. Brothers and sisters, it's the day after Christmas, the first day of the Christmas season. And my question is, has this Christmas allowed you to open your eyes and to see the true reason for Christmas? The true reason why Jesus came to the manger in Bethlehem? The true reason why he lived and he died and he rose again and ascended to the right hand of God is so that he can show us that when we celebrate his word and his sacraments, we're experiencing all of the glory that the angel, that the shepherds saw when the angels sang. We're experiencing all the glory that Stephen saw when he saw heaven open and Jesus standing at the right hand of the throne of God. Brothers and sisters, may we bask in the glory of the promise and the truth of Christmas, that Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem, that he lived and he died, shed his blood for our forgiveness, and he rose again, and he is at the right hand of the throne of God, where from that right hand, the hand of power, the side of power, he pours out his Holy Spirit upon us so that we may bask in his glory, experience his presence, and live by his power. You see, the Christmas is so much more. It's so much more. May we experience what Stephen experienced, of course, without the stoning and death stuff, but we may experience that too. May we experience what he experienced when he got to see the true meaning of Christmas. Amen.